CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with Chandler David Watson. Tracy McBurney's Incredible Energy Consciousness. Mikael Mir's Financial Consciousness. And nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with Quantum Physics and Consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Good afternoon. It's Intuitive Soul and Friends, and this is the third week of the month, so we have Mikael Mayer here. And Mikael, well, he really wants to assist people with business and financial consciousness, and that's really what he's here serving us to assist right now. So what we'd like, because this is, I think, our fourth show, that we'd like to have some of your input. We'd like to have your calls. We'd like to have your instant feedback. We'd like to know how we can serve you best when thinking of financial or business consciousness. What would that, how would that look for you? What can we do to help you? So the phones are open. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback right on the homepage of New Sky Radio. Just remember, be clear so that we know exactly what it is, especially if it's an instant feedback, so we don't have you to ask questions. But, yeah, so, Mikael, let's chat about what you're wanting to see, how you're wanting this to go.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I mean, my view is that I've been... I've been sharing tactics for heart-centered entrepreneurs and holistic practitioners over the last three shows, and we haven't really taken any feedback. And as you said, I want to understand how I can spend this time in a way that serves the people listening the best. So if you haven't heard me before, my background is in finance, venture capital, investment banking, entrepreneurial stuff, where I created a tremendous amount of wealth unconsciously. And then that all blew up, and I've spent 7 years ongoing on a very focused, intense, deep soul-searching journey, studying everything from Vedanta and the Vedic scriptures to Buddhism to Kabbalah. I have my own spiritual practice. And what's emerged for me is the necessity for everybody to, or for people in the world to integrate their spiritual selves with their vocation and to align those in a way that provides for themselves, so you can provide for yourself and still stay connected to the truth of who you really are, which is, you know, interconnected and one, and be conscious of, you know, people and the planet and profit, but, and not be scared of your spiritual side, and not, but also not be scared of getting out into the world and really establishing an expertise in your career and combining those two together to create abundance, right? And so this is where my journey has led me, and this is how I believe I'm supposed to be in service. And so I just want to find, and I think the best thing will be is if people call in, like, I'm scared of my financial situation. Okay, well, let's talk about that. Or, you know, I've been in this career and, you know, I want to get to the next level. Okay, well, let's talk about that. Or, you know, I'm starting this business, or I want to start a business. Yeah, I have this dream, but I'm not sure exactly how to go about that. Here's where I'm stuck. Or, okay, let's talk about that. So I think that my sense is, and I need feedback. My sense is that if we can start to get some feedback from the listening audience in terms of where your core issues are, and I can provide coaching, like hot seat coaching, it will not only benefit the people that call in, but it'll benefit everybody that's listening. So I thought maybe we could try something like that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It does. It also, because of your background, and there are people that are corporate that are listeners as well.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, people that are in the corporate world that also want to learn to, I guess, integrate their spirituality with the corporate mentality. So that's also a place that if you're in that field, more likely women than men that are listening mm-hmm. that would be in that field. Mm-hmm. But if you're in that field and you want to also bring more consciousness, more spirituality into your own workplace and how you can do that, this would also be a good place to
for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's really, you know, we're all going through dramatic shifts in our lives, and some more than others. Some get caught up in the fears, and that's, we're just really wanting not to give you readings. I mean, that can happen in other shows, but to just, you know, to assist you to understand through a coaching level or, you know, what your blocks may be that is prohibiting you from taking or making that next step mm-hmm. and to really realizing those dreams that you have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if you need to get clear on your vision or you need to get clear on some goals to get you toward your vision or to get clear on what's stopping you from achieving your goals and your vision, these are all things that we can talk about. Yeah.
And it's interesting because, you know, one of the biggest things I think we find most often is that people aren't very clear. And I've even been at a place where, you know, periodically, you know, I get really clear, know what I want, things will be moving along, and then things change. And then it's like, okay, well, what do I want now? Because things are different. Things have shifted. Things have moved in a different way. And I think we always have to kind of relook at ourselves to establish, because I think the times when, you know, we used to do one thing and that lasted our entire life, that just can't happen anymore. It doesn't happen anymore. And mm-hmm. I think for many, many reasons, it's not happening anymore. And so even if we created a niche and our expertise, you know, went to the maximum on it, there's always something else. There's always growth because that's what we're here to do. So you may think that you've reached the peak or you may think you're at the place you want to be, but there's always room to grow.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And I mean, that's a big part of what I do in my day job is I help people get clear on where their growth edge is and move past that to a more expansive place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you have questions around this, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback. And let us know what's going on with you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think people that are listening to Intuitive Soul, you know, quote mm-hmm. unquote, have the ability to be transformational leaders, right? Because there's a clear understanding of who you really are. Whereas everybody else, the other 99% of the population, is just walking around in a state of reactivity, believing this conditioning that society gives us that, you know, gotta make money, gotta buy this, gotta do that in order to feel safe and secure in the world. Whereas, you know, people that have an interest in their soul and their soul's evolution and their soul's journey understand really what the end game is, right? It's about connection and evolution, right? But how do you do that? It's counter-cultural to nurture your soul's journey at the same time as, you know, living in this conditioned society and creating, a notion of safety, an illusion of safety, which we all know is an illusion, right? But we don't believe it, right?
You know? Our ego doesn't.
It does, right. Exactly. So we're up against that all the time, right? So it's that constant cultivation and practice of faith, right? It's really this faith-fear dynamic, right? Am I in a place of faith or am I in a place of fear? And I mean, this is my biggest practice, right? I mean, it's my shadow is fear, arrogance, and wanting, right? And I know that the antidotes are faith, humility, and service, right? So I'm constantly having to monitor where my level of awareness is, where my level of consciousness is, and make those shifts.
Right. Yeah. Right. And that's, I mean, it's an ongoing 24/7 mm-hmm. process. It's not, mm-hmm. you know, I get there and I'm there for good. Like mm-hmm. It's always something that you, I don't know if strive for is the right word, but it's that observer position. It's, mm-hmm. you know, how can I stand out of this personalized, egotistical place and see it from that bigger picture, see mm-hmm. it from the more divine mm-hmm. perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, that's meditation, right? And it's not just sitting on a cushion. It's a moment-to-moment witnessing of what's happening both in my internal world and external world.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And witnessing is definitely part of it. And meditation is defined in so many different mm-hmm. ways as to, you know, what the best meditation for you. You know, it really comes through practice, but I do agree that it's much more, you know, that moment to moment than it is,
yeah,
you know, blissing out mm-hmm. or, you know, doing a walking meditation. It just depends. It depends what, you know, I mean, we need to get grounded. We need those things that sort of nurture us. But the true place we all want to get is to have that moment to moment daily meditation. Like it's mm-hmm. that moment to moment of being present, being
mm-hmm. for sure. And it's acceptance of what is, right? It's just it's being in that place of non-resistance, right? So it's not the whole notion of bliss to me is yeah, it's an interesting path, right? Patanjali talks about it in the sutras, the eight steps, the Ashtanga, the eight steps of real yoga, which is not just asana. It's actually working on achieving different levels of consciousness. But I think that there's actually a simpler way to achieve a state of truth. And that is just a moment, for me anyways, it's a moment, it's more Vedanta, right? It's knowledge that will set you free. It's a moment-to-moment realization, the truth of who we really are, which ultimately is awareness. So how do we get there? We practice being in that place of awareness, that place of witnessing. And when resistance comes up, for me, I just shift into a place of, okay, this is the way it is. I'm going to accept that. And then I can surrender. Right? And like you said, it's a moment to moment. But the other thing that I found you know, the daily meditation practice on the cushion is vital for me to be able to create that neural network of being able to witness what's going on, and then having control over my mind, right? It's being able to control. Like, am I in a place of massive chattering monkey reactivity where my mind's just going in a million directions and my emotions are listening to my mind and I'm just living in this place of interference and reactivity? Or do I have the ability to connect to my breath, witness the sensations that are happening in my body, witness the feelings, witness the thoughts, and come to a greater place of stillness and clarity? And from that place of stillness and clarity, then take the action that I'm meant to take in the world to align spiritual and vocational growth. So it's taking this spiritual practice into my vocation on a regular basis and aligning the two so that my vocation, how I make my money in the world, is growing at the same time as I'm growing as a spiritual being. And I think that's that's conscious business, because right, we're being conscious in our business lives. It's not just I go to a retreat for three, you know, I go to a 10-day Vipassana meditation and then I go back into the world and all the interference comes back, right?
Yes.
It's actually, how do I bring that into my life, into the business world, which again, countercultural, massive resistance, very difficult, but totally possible.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the keys also for me in that is connecting to a sangha, right? Connecting to a satsang, a tribe, a community of people where you can have these conversations. Because if you can't have these conversations on a regular basis, you lose it, right? You get caught up in the material world.
Right. All right, we're going to talk about more when we come back from break. We're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248 248- 545-7685 or send us an instant feedback right on the homepage of New Sky Radio. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Mikhail Mayer, Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio, The Sky, and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes and are not responsible for choices and decisions made as a result of such advice or other information offered.
Doesn't mean much.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Mikhail Mayer. Mikhail can be found on the website, or on the web at Mikhail Mayer. Mikhail, M-I-K-A-E-L. M-E-I-R.com. And he's got, it's very interesting because obviously he comes from a very business perspective and certainly was in his own business more than the corporate world, but knowing, getting, yeah.
Built my businesses, but they were corporate.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yes. Very, very different perspective than a lot of people that are on here that are coming from, you know, the more spiritual, trying to build their business. So that, I think, gives you an edge because you kind of been there and now you're redefining.
And I'm now spiritual building my business, right? My coaching practice.
Right. Yeah. So I think since we're not getting a lot of calls, but if you please, if you have some questions, we do want to hear from you. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. I'm going to talk about, I guess, a lot of the questions that I get around, you know, careers or, you know, like a lot of people contact me and, you know, there's a lot of fear around their financial situation. So there are people that, I mean, it varies a lot, obviously, but there seems to be a lot of people that are just in a constant fear, not knowing what to do. Mm. Do I look for a new job? Do I build a new business? You know, what do I do because I feel stuck?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, you know, each one obviously is unique. But, you know, what do you suggest? I mean, sometimes I suggest, you know, keeping the work that they have because it's paying them an mm-hmm. income mm-hmm. and then start slowly to build up their own business, not to just sort of leave and, you know, start from scratch. Because mm-hmm. I think these days it's kind of a difficult place to just sort of come out and then all of a sudden think that you're going to, you know, achieve everything you want to achieve mm-hmm. when you haven't made any groundwork, like you mm-hmm. haven't done the basic, and they're not even sure necessarily. They have their ideas of what they want to do, but you know, everybody thinks, you know, write a book and that will bring you your success, or you know, start something and get a website. And I mean, I think people don't know really where to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you want me to comment on
yeah,
that? Sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've talked a little bit about this in the past. I mean, I always start clients on an in-venture. So really getting them connected to their purpose. Like, what do you want to do? What is your calling? What brings you tremendous joy and why? So really doing some deep work and understanding that purpose. It's so, 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 so key. And when you nail it, when you nail that purpose, you know, my calling is to use my intuitive skills to help people love themselves more fully, right? Or whatever that is. And it gives you goosebumps. You're onto something, right? So I think that's absolutely the first step. It's not creating a purpose, it's discovering a purpose. And then the next step is discovering the vision. So how do you want to express yourself to the world? And what does that look like in material terms? You know, what's a day in your life, 5 years out, ideal scenario where you're expressing your purpose and you're working with clients and you're writing, and whatever it is you love, what does a day in your life 5 years out look like, right? And so you create the future in advance,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, so we know 5 years out what things are going to look like. And I do this sometimes in an internal meditation with people, right? Because they got to get out of their head, right. And they got to get into their heart and their inner wisdom, right? Why do you want to do what you want to do? What inspires you? And where do you want to be? And you can, the thing is, and I mean, I hold this space for people. You can do and create anything you want, right? It's just, that's the way we were designed. And that's how I built, you know, so many businesses and wealth in the past, because I was crazy enough to believe that I could accomplish anything. And I did, right? And I wasn't, there were areas that I wasn't, I had blind spots and areas that I wasn't grounded in, but I didn't have any limiting beliefs. So I set up, why do I want to do this? What's it going to look like? And I got so clear. And from that place of clarity, let the universe decide how that manifests, right? But if you know why, and you know what you stand for, and you know where you're going, and it's really connected to your soul's journey, you know, the how will take care of itself. And I have all kinds of, you know, practices and skill building things in terms of teaching people the how. But, you know, the how will come to you, right? Like, life will manifest the how for you as long as you're connected and your desire is aligned with your belief. So I would say that's really the starting point. Get inspired, right? Get excited. and create that purpose and that vision that will serve as a gravitational pull to your best version of yourself and your future. And then from there, there's tons of information on how to start, okay, the website, all that stuff. There's tons of information on how to do all of that. I mean, set a goal and say, okay, what's the next best thing that I need to do now that I have my vision, now that I have my purpose? What's the next best thing that I need to do? And set a 90-day goal for yourself, right? And go get a coach. And if you can't afford a coach, find an accountability partner, a friend, who will hold you accountable to doing the things that you need to be doing in order to stay true to your vision. And then just let go, right? Let go of fear and live in that place of faith that I'm heading towards where I need to be going.
Right. Yeah. And how do you let go of the fear?
That is the universal question. Well, listen, I mean, I think that there's sort of this psycho-spiritual, here's what's come up for me in my own thinking based on my reading and so on and so forth, is there's this kind of psycho-spiritual architecture that we, or it's almost an archetype that we live in that lives in our psyche. And if you look at it as kind of building blocks, there's just a lot of erroneous belief. The first erroneous belief is that I'm separate, mm-hmm. right? So I'm not part of an interconnected, multidimensional, intelligent whole that supports me with love, right? Again, we all kind of know that that's true, but nobody believes it. So there's this erroneous belief that I'm separate. From that belief, on top of that is, okay, if I'm separate, I'm not safe, right? So there's this primordial feeling of a lack of safety, right? And then on top of the I'm not safe, is all these beliefs of not enough, right? I think that there's this universal limiting belief of not enough, and it takes the form of not rich enough, not smart enough, not happy enough, not good looking enough, not woman enough, not man enough, not husband enough, not wife enough. I mean, it's just there's so many not enoughs, right? From that core place of not enough that sits on top of I'm separate and I'm not safe. And then from that place of not enough comes this fear of how do I become safe? How do I become enough? How do I, feel secure in the world? And so then that's where all the fear comes from. And then from the fear is sort of the craving of I gotta have. And the aversion, which is, oh, I hope that doesn't happen. I don't know. I hope that doesn't happen. But it's all built on this foundation of an erroneous perception of reality. So I think the first step is really understanding, you know, that this is kind of this is the psycho-spiritual conditioning that we as humans have. And then once you have that understanding, it's being able to, it's being able to witness that, but then there's kind of the personal work. So, okay, how does all this manifest for me right. in my life? What are my particular limiting beliefs? How did they arise based on being raised by unconscious parents in an unconscious world? And what are the interpretations that I had based on those events that have clouded my lens of perception that I then bring into the world, project onto others so they're reflected back to me so I can learn the lessons to begin to evolve as a human being. Mm. So that's my little manifesto on fear.
No, and yeah. I think that's probably where a lot of people need to put their understanding. Like to have that's one of the big pieces when we come to money or finances and, you know, how do you create your wealth? Like they're understanding that those fears are restricting us and prohibiting us from achieving all that we desire.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And it's just an erroneous perception of reality.
Right.
False evidence appearing real.
Right.
But it feels so real, right?
Yeah. Well, it does, and you get caught up in it, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and then the other practice is, you know, is just feeling it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there's fear. Instead of resisting it, get away.
Let's
what am I going to do?
Let's talk about that when we come back from
okay,
break.
No problem.
All right, so we're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And let us know your feedback and your interest when it comes to financial or conscious business. And you can also send us an instant feedback right on the homepage. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have Mikael Mayer here, and he can be reached on the internet at mikaelmayer.com. And I'm Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
When I think of heaven, it's ebony and a black winged bird. I think of flying down in your sea of pins and feathers. All of the instruments of faith and sex and God in the belly of a black winged bird. Don't try to feed me, cause I've been here before and I deserve.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. This is the third Friday of the month, so we have Mikael Mayer here, and we are talking about financial and business consciousness. And I know that there are a lot of you out there who have questions. And I know also that you're listening to, you know, what we're talking about because you are contacting him. Mikael does offer a 45-minute free session with everybody. So if you have questions, and that can be one way of testing it out, but certainly we can call in here at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can send an instant feedback on the homepage of New Sky Radio. And Mikael is on the internet, which is mikaelmayer.com. Mikael is M-I-K-A-E-L-M-E-I-R.com. And he has a lot of information there, and that would be how you would reach him with regards to setting up a 45-minute free consultation.
And I would just say on my site, it's geared very corporate. Don't let that scare you off.
Right. Well, you can tell.
I'm going to be shifting things around. I want to deal with more transformational leaders that are connected at a heart and soul level.
Right. Yeah. Right. Nice. And that's what we're working with. That's what we want to work with. So, all right. So we've kind of established the people that are, I guess, wanting to, well, consider looking at going on their own. I mean, you certainly, you know, provided a list of things that they should be looking for, which is, you know, trying to figure out what it is that they actually want to do. So getting clearer about that and what that would look like and what that would look like ideally in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about the people that, you know, are just feeling really stuck in the job that they're in and not really sure what to do? So they may not be making enough money, or they may want to go to the next level, or they may be thinking that this isn't their passion and they need to get out. Now, a lot of times, I'll preface this, because a lot of times when people are thinking of leaving their job, a lot of times it's due to relationships. They may not be making enough money, but a lot of times it's due to relationships in their work environment, that there's problems, because we all get caught up. As long as it's not just one person that's working there, if there's a bunch of people, then, especially in the corporate world, that they seem to have problems in relationships. And, of course, that's part of their growth.
Mm-hmm.
And if they leave it and go somewhere else, they're going to bring it with them.
They're going to find the exact same relationships until they
may look a little different.
Do the
beginning,
work that they need to do. Yeah, for sure.
But what do you suggest for people that?
Well, I mean, it's really kind of a case by case basis. But I would say in general that there needs to be a heightened sensitivity to the level of toxicity in their work environment, and if you know, that resonates for anybody listening, that, hey, you know what, it is toxic, then I would say you've got to make plans to get out. Life is too short. Mm-hmm. And you can do some of the similar exercises that I talked about around purpose and vision for a career, for a job, too.
That's right.
Right? Like, what do you want? What do you put on this earth to do? And then on the visioning side, I would say, instead of describing your ideal business, describe your ideal job. Right? What do the people look like? What does the boss look like? What type of work do they do? Are they socially conscious? These types of things. So get some real clarity around that, and then again, manifest it, right? Because you deserve it, right? If this is what you desire, and you believe that you deserve that, then just go do it. Right, that's what I would say around this whole toxicity in the workplace. And I mean, again, like looking at corporate America, it is so, especially the big companies, are so toxic.
Yeah.
Right,
so they're very greed oriented. They're very not looking for green and not looking to support the environment or support their staff. And
I mean, it's just. There's so many elements to it, right? I mean, not so many, but you have the corporation in general, which is a pathological entity designed only to produce profit and has all the rights of a human being, right? And that's its mandate, right? And then you have a political economy that is mired in greed and also, you know, supports that pathological pursuit of profit, right? It's where society is. It started with Adam Smith, you know, who wrote a book called Wealth of Nations, who was the first one to say a free market economy makes sense. But in Adam Smith's writings, there was so much around, you know, morality and ethics and business actually supporting the well-being of its society. And as the U.S. has taken that on out of Europe, it's consistently left those moral ethical teachings aside. And then you have this, you had that economist Milton Friedman, who was, you know, almost libertarian. Like, he was just a hardcore monetary. He was an advisor to Reagan, who said there should be no government intervention in business, and business should only be about profit. And then you had all kinds of rules and regulations and laws that came in to support that, which from the 80s on created this massive feeding pathological frenzy. So, you know, these are some of the systemic issues that create this corporate environment that people work in where it's toxic. But the good news is that there are so many companies right now that are coming into play that aren't like that. Southwest Airlines, The Container Store, Whole Foods, Google, Amazon, even BMW. Like, there's a number of different companies that are actually, embody this notion of compassion and love in business, which is, it's got to be, right? They have to be. But they aren't. But it's changing. It is shifting. It is shifting.
So I guess for those people, try and find something that, one, they're passionate about, and stop looking at it from a perspective of, you know, feeding their family or, you know, making the most money.
Yeah.
Because we all do that. Like, the fears around, you know, supporting ourselves and our family, and it does come into play. One, we have responsibilities, and but we also have that greed part, because, you know, the media is full of all the different toys we should have, right? All the different things that we need, and they show us how we need them to have a happy life.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, one of the things that comes up for me is this quote by Socrates that I love, which is, an unexamined life is not worth living. So it's almost, you know, take an inventory. Where are you in your job? Where are you in your relationships? And are you where you want to be? And if you're not, create the vision of where you want to be and turn that into a reality. The trouble that I see is, in the coaching business, is people just get stuck. And there's this sense of despondency and this sense of despair and this sense of, I'm not capable, I can't get out of this. And there's just that deep place of stuckness. So, you know,
we give up.
And we give up. And then what happens is, you know the story, right? The universe drops first a pebble and then a rock and then you get a boulder. So, I mean, you're going to wake up. You're going to make the change. The question is, how much pain do you want and how much suffering do you want before you actually become proactive and say, this workplace is too toxic, get me out of here.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing, because I think we all go through something. Like, there's something that pushes us towards our spiritual path. And whether that, you know, is work-related or relationship-related or health-related or financially related, something is always there to assist us. And you're right, like, you know, it's a pebble or a stone or a rock, and then it'll be, you know, a big enough boulder to really get our attention. And that happens all the time.
It happened to me. I don't recommend it.
Not the easiest lessons.
No.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was a thick-headed, stubborn, arrogant alpha male, so I just needed to get the crap kicked out of me until I just said, mercy, okay, I'm not the master of the universe. You are.
Right. Is that Slick Mick?
I'm sorry?
Was that Slick Mick?
Yeah, Slick Mickey. Yeah, Slick Mickey.
Slick Mickey, yeah. Right.
But Lori and I were talking about my alter ego before we got on the air.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess, you know, we all, one, have to find a way to integrate that, because there's reason for everything. And then there's this higher consciousness that we also connect in with. That we, whether we recognize it or not, to find that balance and harmony in that place. All right, so we're going to go to break, our last break. we come back, we will try and wrap this up and see if there's anything else that we can discuss before our next show. But give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send an instant feedback on the homepage of New Sky Radio. We're talking with Mikael Mayer, and it's all about financial and business consciousness on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Thursday is a power-packed day here on the Sky. Join us at noon for the I'm Thankful Network. At 1 p.m., it's the Dr. Pat Show. At 4 p.m., Colette Baron-Reed takes the stage for the Colette Baron-Reed Show. The Colette Baron-Reed Show, where intuition, practical spirituality, great advice, a little woo-woo fun, and fabulosity meet. Colette Baron-Reed is an internationally renowned intuitive counselor, educator, and best-selling author who helps others recognize and connect with their own intuition, potential, and purpose. Powerful motivational speaker, charismatic broadcast personality, and acclaimed performer, storyteller, and recording artist, Colette uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower her clients to live a life that is awake and authentic, and to create a reality that is spiritual, deliberate, and meaningful. Call in early. The lines are hot. 248-545-7685. Instant feedback at newskyradio.com. New Sky Radio. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS, Yahoo, and Radio.com.
The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and Mikael Mayer. Mikael is with us every third Friday of the month, and we're talking about, well, we've kind of gone through a few different scenarios on, I guess, some of the questions that do come up with regards to financial and business consciousness. But Mikael has like a wealth of knowledge because he's been on one end of the spectrum where he's made a lot of money through greed, and then he's come through that with to a more spiritual place and a more harmonious place, and learning how to balance that with creating his own coaching business. He has a wealth of knowledge, and we really want to have your feedback. So if you are listening and you don't have time today to call us, then definitely write either of us, but go to Mikael Mayer's website, which is MikaelMeir.com, and contact him there and just give him some feedback of where he's going or where you want to see him going. And also, he provides a 45-minute free consultation. So you definitely beneficial to connect with Mikael. And if you have any questions with regards to, you know, what can you do differently, what you can do to change the situation you're in or to increase your business or to start a new business, and this is really the place to go. This is the show to get your information. So we'd really like to hear from you. You can still give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or contact Mikael right through his website. All right. So
all right.
Where did we leave off? It's totally gone. All right. So we talked about the people who may be at a job that want to see something different. We were looking at toxicity in mm-hmm. the corporate America. Mm-hmm. We
even talked about the systemic issues that underlie. There are great companies out there that are conscious.
That are becoming more conscious. Yeah. And yes, I'm looking at that. And those are the places, obviously, that would support you more. But if you're in a place and you want to bring more consciousness in it, this is also the place to call, because I'm sure Mikael can offer you, you know, ways to look at and to shift some of the things. Because as we know, it has to start with us first. Mm-hmm. Change has to come through us first and as individuals. So, you know, when you shift things, that may also shift your entire perspective of the company you're working in. So I'm sure he can help assist you with that as well, to look at, you know, how you can look at some of the beliefs that you're holding and become more conscious of it. And I do remember we were sort of looking at, you know, the structure, the main root of mm-hmm. where fear was coming from. And I think that was sort of how we ended the last segment. And I guess, you know, that's a powerful piece, the fear part.
Mm-hmm.
And how to overcome that, part of it's becoming clear, but also, you know, understanding where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess also just moving into that place of acceptance, because
mm-hmm.
I think that's part of our authenticity that we tend to sort of push down into our unconscious because we don't want to deal with some of the things we don't like about ourselves.
Mm, exactly.
And I think that's a place that we all need to sort of begin, because it's going to keep coming up if we don't deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just to bring awareness into that.
You know, and I'll also sort of just, one of my teachers, and I've shared this before, was Debbie Ford. And she wrote a couple of amazing books, right? One was Dark Side of the Light Chasers. The book that I read that had me fall in love with her was Why Do Good People Do Bad Things? And she has a workshop that she does called The Shadow Project. I think she's going to be on Oprah next week or this week. Or no, next week. But she has a workshop that she does called The Shadow Process, where you can actually begin to connect to some of those early events in your life that you've been repressing, and subpersonalities that have developed that you've been repressing that pop up into your life in an unconscious way. She calls it, in one of our books, a chapter called The Beach Ball Effect, where if there's parts of yourself that you don't like and you repress those parts of yourself because, you know, you were made to feel ashamed of them when you were young, or your greedy self, or your angry self, or whatever these parts of yourselves that you repress, if you don't actually become aware of them and integrate them and find the gifts in them and embrace them and love them, then they drive your life. And a lot of her stuff is Jungian. It's kind of a beautiful combination of Jung and Vedic science. But, you know, what Jung says is, you know, if the quote is, if you don't make your subconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. Mm-hmm. Right? So really coming to a place of awareness of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And she also has a wonderful question, which is, you know, you can ask yourself, which is, you know, am I putting my faith in my fear, or am I putting my faith in the perfection of life? You know, and I thought that was a really powerful question that I still use to this day when I'm sort of approaching my shadow and my fears. Right. Right? Do I believe life's perfect? If I do, then just let go and have faith.
Right.
Or do I believe it's not and it's unsafe, in which case I'm in a place of fear.
Right.
But I don't think any of your listeners actually believe that life is right.
But that's the thing, is that we can get it mentally.
Yeah.
We're not necessarily getting it from the heart.
Yeah.
And that's the place that, you know, we have to step out of the head to get into the heart.
Which is a practice. Yeah.
The feeling aspect of it. That's where we're going to go. Except now we're out of time.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't that figure? We get right to the point. Well, there you go. Well, this has been a great show. I think the interaction that we've had has been fun. I do believe there will be people contacting you. So, you know, get a hold of Mikhail. Go to his website. Connect with him and ask him questions there.
Mm-hmm. Just let us know how we can serve you.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So you have been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. Mikhail's with us every third Friday of the month. So reconnect again next month. And you're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. May love and grace be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.